Hey, going, Christy. It's Jason here from Primeval. I'm just wondering if I can get one of my snakes in there today to see Dr. Vanessa. Oh, well, she had a full mouthful of bark the other day. I washed that out. She's breathing properly, but that she's still got that little bit of a pop. She's a very lazy snake, but she's being even lazier. Like, not really moving too much. But mouth closed. Yeah, everything's normal there, but she's just got that little bit of a pop when she breathes out. And she's just really lazy or sooky, I don't know which one. Not this one. You've seen a few others. Yeah. I can fucking hardly hear this one. Yeah. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. She's sitting at 34. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. She was on paper for a while. And then I washed her mouth out on Sunday afternoon. I got a syringe and just sort of held her mouth over the sink, washed all the bark out. Then she stopped sort of stretching her neck out with her open mouth trying to breathe. She stopped all that. But yeah, just that little bit of a pop now, and she's just overly lazy. It'll be Jason Chapman. Yeah. Yeah, I've got to say, I'm from Primeval, that way people sort of know that name. Yeah. Yeah. It's just any of them have any queries, I'd rather just book in. Yeah. Yeah, this one's Chaos, Kaos. Yeah, she's nowhere near Chaos, but that was the name. Two. She'd be about 2.5. She was a pet shop. Yeah. Albino Darwin. Yep. Yeah. She's been laying underneath the heat all yesterday, all last night. She didn't move out of that same spot. But yeah, I can go up to the tank and I start talking to her. She sort of picks her head up and then she realizes who it is and then she just drops to the floor again. But she's just laying on me now with no energy. Yep, too easy. Okay, thanks for that. Okay, bye.